on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider. Brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped. Get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Week one, episode one of Catamount Insider. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, for UVM's brand new athletics podcast radio show on WVMT. As we'll go all around campus, all around UVM athletics, I'm Michael Lear. I'm the voice of the UVM men's hockey team and call a bunch of the sports on campus. And I'm really excited to bring you this podcast every week. We're going to have interviews with student athletes, coaches, alumni, give you some scores from the previous week and things to look forward to for this week as well. If you ever have any comments, questions, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check your tweets out every week. This podcast and this show is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Today's show is going to be a good one. We've got an interview with the men's hockey head coach Kevin Sneddon, with preseason starting on Saturday at the Gut. Hockey alum from the class of 1989, Jerry Tarrant, will hop on. From the women's side, we'll have grad student on the soccer team, Brooke Jenkins, to join us. And later on, field hockey head coach Kate Pfeiffer. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markins for three. Got it!
On Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Every week we'll kick things off with a lap around campus athletics. There is one game going on right now. The UVM women's soccer team is at Hartford for their third America East game of the season, coming off of a 1-1 draw with Maine last Sunday at home. They'll return home this weekend as well. The men's soccer team is coming off back-to-back clean sheets. They shut out Merrimack at home 3-0 and then beat Stony Brook on the road 1-0 on Saturday to begin league play. Freshman Rasmus Tobinski continues to lead the way with 6 goals and 2 assists. Field hockey enters conference play on Friday with a 4-5 record and takes on the defending league champs in UAlbany to kick the second half off. This weekend, the cross-country team heads to Lehigh for the Paul Short Invitational in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Head coach Matt Belfield said the team showing a few weeks ago was just okay and that this is a chance for his team to show depth and strength at the Paul Short. It'll be another couple of weeks before swimming and diving are back in the pool against UMass. Women's hockey began their preseason on Saturday. Coming up, we'll have an interview with men's hockey head coach Kevin Sneddon as the men's hockey team begins their preseason on Saturday against Guelph in front of what should be a sold-out crowd. That's a quick trip around UVM athletics. The interview with Coach Sneddon comes up next. It's Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
When it comes to floors, windows, and doors, you want the best in high-quality service and selection. You could roll the dice with one of the big box stores, but why leave anything to chance? The professionals at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring have sold and installed miles of flooring and thousands of doors and windows in Vermont homes and businesses. Count on Able for expert advice, free estimates, and top-notch service from technicians who care. That's Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
The There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Poor Flemmy. Everywhere he goes, he just wants to be friends. Unfortunately, he's the flu monster. And that means flu germs everywhere. And that's scary and gross. Good thing Kinney Drugs Pharmacists are ready with this year's flu shot.
Ah!
Kinney now has needle-free flu shots.
Yay!
Awesome. The flu monster is everywhere. Better get your flu shot at Kinney Drugs. No appointment needed. Most insurance accepted for ages 2 and up in New York, 18 and up in Vermont. KinneyDrugs.com.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, ID9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. We are at Gutterson Fieldhouse, and it is an active Gutterson Fieldhouse right now. Women's hockey practice going on in front of us and construction going on to our left, so lots of sounds. You're hearing my voice, and now we'll hear Coach Kevin Sneddon for the men's hockey team. Coach, good to be back on the mics with you for
Michael,
it's been a while.
Been looking forward to this for a while now. It's great, and as you said, not only do we have PC Construction, who's doing a fabulous job for us, we got the get to watch some women's skill session with Coach Kazumi out there. We got Key Motion being installed, the new cameras being installed right now. So it's a lot going on here at Gutterson.
A ton going on. All right, so now just overall, what's this offseason been like for you guys from the last time we talked in March to where we're at right now?
Well, I think, you know, it took a while to process, you know, after the season. I think we all felt pretty bad about the way things ended up. I still loved our team. I thought the effort was always there. It just, again, we lost a lot of one-goal games, lost a lot of confidence, and, you know, not making the playoffs really stung. And I think it fueled our guys and our staff to refocus, re-energize, rethink about the way we want to do things. And we spent a lot of time in the offseason getting better as a team in terms of the team dynamic, the leadership group, as well as our training. And our ultimate goal was to raise the standards in everything we do. And the guys have been absolutely fabulous through the spring, the summer, and certainly the fall right now.
And how is this leadership group developed now? Last year it was three captains. This year, one captain and a handful of assistants. What has the leadership been like, and how has it changed going into this season?
Yeah, and we've had different setups. I think you really have to look at your leadership group and see what dynamic you have versus fitting letters to personalities. And it became pretty apparent that Derek Lodemeyer was the voice of the team, so we felt like, hey, having that one strong captain's voice was important for us where we were at. And then the other guys have the experience, you know. We got Matt O'Donnell, who's been an assistant captain. Matt Overo's been a captain. And then adding Steph Lekas, unusual to have a goaltender.
Yeah.
But the respect he has in the room for the way he approaches things on and off the ice is second to none. And we even talked to him about, is this, we don't want it to interfere with your preparation or making you feel like you got to do something more than you're already doing. And he spent some time thinking about it, but wanted to take on more responsibility with his team. It speaks volumes for the type of player he is. Max Kaufman, who's been sensational as a leader right now, wearing the A for us. And then we have other guys that represent on our leadership group, and Owen Grant, Corey Moriarty. Those guys are adding some elements from different classes that rounded off for us.
We're here with Coach Sneddon on Catamount Insider. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. So now over the last couple months, you've had a lot of additions to the team and to the staff. Let's start with coaching staff first.
Sure.
You can break the news. It's already been broken a bunch. But what does the coaching staff look like that's different from last year?
Yeah, well, we keep associate head coach Kevin Patrick. You know, I'm so blessed to have him as my right-hand man, and Jeff Hill, who's been a great assistant coach addition to us. But we elevated Ryan Callahan, who we know and love, from volunteer to director of hockey operations. So he's been a great addition to that role. And then it kind of fell into our laps. We were looking for a volunteer coach. We didn't know if it'd be a local alum that might have the ability to do it. But Matt Anderson, who played at UMass, was a great player at UMass and an excellent pro, both in here in North America as well as over in Europe. Is a resident here in Vermont now and wants to get into the coaching world. And so he's, in this short time period, he's had a big impact.
And how about personnel-wise? We've picked up a bunch of freshmen and a transfer as well. You don't have to go too deep into each guy, but just kind of a short list of what this team adds personnel-wise.
Well, I think a lot of these guys are relatively new with this new staff. We identified that we wanted to, go after character above all else, but as well as improve our offense. So when you look at guys like William LeMay, who led all of Canada in junior scoring, Riley McCutcheon was one of the top goal scorers in Ontario. Simon Boyko, Andrew Lucas, guys who won a championship with Brooks. Like, these are guys that know what it takes to win and can add some offense for us. Jacques Boucault was kind of a late addition for us when we lost Jake Massey. We didn't feel like we needed another defenseman. We were at nine and didn't feel like there was anybody else out there that could replace Jake. But we had a chance to get another offensive player, and he's been really eye-opening in the early going here for us. And last but not least, adding Tom Beretta, who's a senior transfer for us. He's been great. He comes in with 100 games of experience from Michigan Tech. He won a couple championships, and he's been very noticeable in practice.
So one thing you mentioned in media day was emphasis on scoring from the back end a little bit more this year and focusing on that. How do you go about that offensively to try to get your scoring coming from the top?
Well, it's a trust factor, in all honesty, between your forwards and your D. Two areas we think we could be a lot better. That one is transitioning from our good team defense, right? We've been pretty good on the back end from that standpoint, but we didn't feel in the offseason, like watching all our video, that we were great exploding out of good defense and transitioning to offense. And the only way you're going to do that is if your defensemen actually come out of scrums and jump up and beat guys up the ice. So that's one area. The second area is way more puck possession time in the offensive zone, and in order to do that, you need five guys that are interchangeable. So that's where the trust factor comes in. If a D-man is working down the wall, we need a forward to fill his spot, and that forward needs to be able to, in transition, play defense. So there's a trust factor involved that we're still evolving right now, but the goal is to have all five guys very involved in the offense.
Last couple questions for you here, Coach. This weekend, season opener, it's a preseason game against Guelph, a school that you know well, just being from around there. What are the guys most excited about, or what are you looking into this weekend for?
I think they're excited to play, Michael. You train all summer. For us, it was a long spring, full summer of training, and then this entire month of September getting after it, and I think they're ready to see somebody in a different jersey. We just want our guys to play fearless, go out there, make mistakes. That's how we're going to learn on video. We have that two-week break after the game to really start full practices and hone our offense and defense and special teams, getting ready for Clarkson St. Lawrence. But it's going to be a great weekend. We have a huge donor luncheon on Tom Brennan Court on Saturday morning, followed by the block party here at 12:30 to 2, and then some other games, soccer and whatnot, followed by our game. So it's going to be an exciting Saturday.
All right, Coach, lots to talk about this year. Can't wait to do it. So thanks for being an every week guest here on Catamount Insider.
All right, looking forward to it, Michael. Thank you.
Coming up, an interview with UVM alum Jerry Tarrant. That's on Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. It's from Learfield IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a Cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a Cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to get guidance to help make that happen? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here in Morgan Stanley's Colchester office, and I can help you create a wealth plan and help manage your investments, even help you work towards a comfortable retirement. Give me a call to start your financial plan at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee, or tea, or lunch, or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every week here on Catamount Insider, we will find a UVM alum to join the show and give us some of their best UVM memories. If you're an alumnus that would like to be on the show, feel free to reach out to us. On Twitter, you can use the hashtag CatamountInsider. We'll be checking that every week. This week's guest is a guy that bleeds green and gold as much as anyone. So let's throw it out to Jerry Tarrant from the class of 1989. Today, we are pleased to be joined by a guy who is a frequenter in the UVM hockey booth with me at Gutterson Fieldhouse. It's UVM class of 1989, Jerry Tarrant, who played for the Catamounts from 1985 to 1989. Jerry, thanks for hopping on and being our guinea pig alum here on Catamount Insider.
My pleasure, Michael. Happy to do it.
So you were born and raised in Burlington and really grew up around UVM a lot. What were your first impressions or your first memories of UVM when you were a kid?
So I actually grew up on Ledge Road, which was probably a 5 or 6 minute walk from Gutterson Fieldhouse. So my memories are, I think my dad took me to a game when I was little, 7, 8, and I just fell in love with it at that point. I mean, the atmosphere and for a young kid playing the game and then watching these guys play was just really, really something. I remember it vividly. I remember the old chicken wire and watching these guys skate fast and banging around, and it just captivated me right away. So right from that first time I saw them play, it was kind of something that I had aspired to. So it's a great memory. And in fact, and now I'm friends with some of those guys that I played with on Thursday nights, like Teddy Castle and Will McKinnon and guys like that.
So when did you start playing hockey?
When I was 7, Funny, my dad was a basketball player, knew nothing about hockey, but I would always go out and skate in an outdoor rink, and one day he asked me if I wanted to try out for hockey, and I did, and I fell in love with it. So 7 years old, I played for the Baja Bobcats right here in Burlington.
Nice. So when you grew up playing hockey, your goal is to play at the college level. Was it for sure UVM and no doubt about it?
It was my goal, but, at that point, very, very few kids came out of Vermont playing college hockey, let alone Division One hockey. You had Chucky Ross from way back when, but I think he went from Division Two to Division One, and then Toby Ducalon, St. Albans, who was a great player both at St. Albans and then at UVM, and then I think it was myself was the next one, and then of course after that you had guys like Johnny LeClaire and so on and so forth. But so it was a goal, but it was a tall order. Not many kids and certainly not many people believe that Vermonter really had much chance of playing at the likes of UVM in a Division I program. But it was certainly the goal.
So what was it like right when you got here, your freshman year? What do you remember about that season?
Well, one of the things I remember is that my coach, Mike Gilligan, said, Jay, I've been watching you. I think you should probably go to Middlebury.
And pure honesty.
I probably would have if I gotten in. But I didn't get in. I actually had a couple of recruiting trips there and stuff for not only hockey, but baseball and football. And my SATs weren't great. So I didn't actually get in. And so I came as a kind of a walk-on asked by Gilligan and UVM. And then made the team. And from there, the rest is history. It was, we had some really good teams. I got drafted my sophomore, junior year. Back then, they had a draft back then. I got drafted by Calgary. So it just kind of really worked out great for me on all fronts.
And what was playing for Coach Gilligan like?
Great. I've always said it was the most fun I had playing hockey of all my years prior to UVM, and even after I played 5 years of pro hockey after UVM. And the most fun I ever had playing the game was playing my 4 years at UVM, and Gilly was a huge part of that. He's an interesting character for those that know him. He's serious, and he's somebody that you respected a lot, but you knew he had your back all the time as well. So you weren't buddy-buddy with him. It wasn't something like you'd call him up and say, hey, coach, you want to go out and grab a drink? Nothing like that. But on the other hand, you knew that he cared about you more as a kid than just a player. And so, with that kind of respect you have, and I think that's the same way with Snedi too.
We're here with UVM alum from the class of 1989 for the men's hockey team, Jerry Tarrant. So now, Jerry, you take that hockey knowledge, and I know this is part of this question that I'll probably ask everybody. I know the answer to you for at least some part. You take that hockey knowledge, and you hop on the air with me all the time, and we have a blast when you do color commentary. Why do you contribute back as an alum, and what else do you do to kind of give back to the university and just continue to be around it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly try and support the program with annual gifts and things like that. There's some alumni relations that we do. In fact, this year, Coach Snedden, believe it or not, wants to do an inter-squad scrimmage between the current players and some of the alums that are in the area. So we're gonna do that here. I think it's October 12th. And That's going to be a tough day.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle.
He's going to break. Yeah, he'll break that team up, so it'll be interspersed. You know, the team interspersed as opposed to us trying to play those guys, because that could never happen. But so it's a great way of getting to meet the current players and kind of let them know how important they are to the program, how important they are to the community, and what a privilege it was for us as alums to play for Vermont, and how important we think it is for them to be representing Vermont. And we hope that, you know, they appreciate it. And there always seems to be such good kids. All the ones I meet when we do these interpersonal things are really good kids, and they want to learn and hear about some of your experiences and all. So it's usually a whole lot of fun when we get together with the current players.
All right, I won't make you pick a favorite, but if you were a captain of one of these inter-squad teams, who's your first pick as far as the current team? As far as the guys who are currently on the team, who are you picking to definitely be on your squad?
Easy, Lekas.
You gotta have
a goalie. This starts from the goal mouth out. I'd have Lekas, and I'd say, listen, you need to make 90 saves today.
With me at the back end, no matter what, just make Steph make 90 saves, and your squad will win.
Exactly.
Fully support that. So how have you seen being around UVM hockey really since you were a kid, or even just from, you know, the 85 season to now 2019, 2020, how have you seen this program change over the years?
You know, it just seems like the players keep getting better. You know, everything seems to move faster and faster. And there's certainly, there's a lot of differences. You start with a lot of these kids are coming as, you know, they're freshmen, they're 21 years old. I was a junior senior at 21.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I think for these kids, I find myself sometimes feeling bad for them. I feel like they're a little bit more removed from the school in terms of the day-to-day life of it because of the age difference between the freshmen that they are versus the regular incoming class. I feel like the integration is not as good as it used to be, and I think that's just by the nature of the sport and that it's become a year-round sport. I mean, when we got to school, it started, you know, certainly when we got to school in terms of training and so forth, but after the season, we were pretty much done until next season. We did our off-ice stuff, you know, in the summer months and all. Whereas now these guys, I mean, they're coming back to campus in the summer. They're working all the time. It's just like everything we do. Everything just kind of keeps getting ramped up a notch all the time.
We're here with Jerry Tarrant, UVM class of 1989 for the men's hockey team. Jerry, one last question for you. Your family gave the largest capital gift in UVM history and is really fueling the spark for this new facility that we're going to have. I'm actually recording this from Gutterson Fieldhouse and looking at what this will be in a short amount of time. What do you think that's going to provide to this program, and what are you most excited about with this whole renovation?
Well, you know, I'm certainly proud of my dad for making that gift, and I think it's great, and I just hope it helps all the school as he does. I mean, it's something that, you know, he and I and my brothers and everybody in my family, we all agree that, you know, UVM is a very important part of our community, you know, not only from the hockey perspective, but just all the way around, whether it's the jobs it provides, it's the students it brings to town. So when doing that, I think that we believe certainly that, you know, you want to be as good as you can be. And part of that is facilities. I think the school has shown that in the development of the business school and the medical school and so forth. Well, I think athletics are also very, very important. You know, as the former president said, it's somewhat the front porch of the school in hockey and basketball. And those are some of the prime sports of the school. So you want to make sure that they have Class A facilities. And the feeling is that this will allow them to have that facility and then recruit the kind of players that want to play in that sort of facility.
I think we're all really, really excited about that as well. Well, Jerry, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll get you up in the booth pretty soon here for some Catamount hockey.
Excellent. All right, Michael, thank you.
Big thanks to Jerry for hopping on the podcast. Jerry's a common color commentator on UVM hockey broadcast, so you can hear us all season long on WVMT. That's AM 620 or FM 96.3. Coming up, a chat with Brooke Jenkins of the women's soccer team. This is Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Stanley knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each and every client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Morgan Stanley's financial advisors can create personal investment strategies to help meet your financial needs. For more information, call the Morgan Stanley Colchester office at 658-2424. That's 658-2424. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Banana peppers, scallions, parmesan, marinara with a balsamic reduction. That's how we serve our calamari. I'm the general manager, Dan Fallon. If you haven't tried our calamari yet, you'll be pleasantly surprised. The Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant.
Hi, this is Matt.
And John Erickson
from Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com. Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
Toyota, we got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rav and Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, ID9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, where we'll keep the ball rolling with our first edition of Chat with the Cats in 2019. Chat with the Cats is brought to you, as always, by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Our first Catamount is Brooke Jenkins. Brooke is a grad student on the women's soccer team who's been here for 6 years now. It gets confusing, so I'll just let her explain.
Yeah, I joined in 2014. I'm a really weird case. I don't know if you want me to explain
this.
Go
for it.
But I came in with my ACL torn in 2014. So I graduated high school 2014. I redshirted my freshman year. And then at the end of preseason, my sophomore year in 2015, I re-tore my ACL and applied for a medical hardship waiver to extend my eligibility to a sixth year. So I graduated with my undergrad in 2018 and then applied into a two-year master's program. You can play as a graduate student, so I'm currently my second year of that two-year master's.
So what was, like, the second time you tore your ACL? Was that, like, were you so upset that you were like, I'm going to play 6 years, or I'm going to be here 6 years, and it's fine?
So when I found out that I tore it, I was obviously devastated because I was like, I can't go through another ACL rehab. But honestly, the rehab process, that's harder than anything else. And I didn't even know that you could do a sixth year. I thought that I just lost the year of eligibility. And then my coach approached me about it and was like, hey, like, you can fill this out. You'd definitely apply. And you'd probably get it if you wanted to do it. And I was like, oh, heck yeah. Because I think I felt like I got something taken away from me. So if I had the opportunity to stay and also extend my education, I really liked that idea. So.
And how have you seen this program now change over 6 years? What was it like when you came as a freshman? What's it like now?
Yeah, it's definitely changed quite a bit. I think, you know, the first year that I came in, we didn't even make playoffs. And now we've consistently made playoffs every single year since then. I just think the talent that comes in every year, every class is honestly better than the last. I really do feel that way. Every group that comes in, we're just attracting better players because our program's on the rise. And I know, like, even when Christy first started coaching, she was an assistant a while ago. Like, it was something where we were winning maybe like one game a season. So this program has really come a long way, and we're kind of teetering on the borderline of having like a like an even break season. So we're like, you know, if we're like 9-9, you know, like we're kind of trying to get into having like a winning season. And I think that's like one of my big goals for this year, is hoping to have that happen. Kind of on a rocky start so far, but still plenty of time. So
do you have any memory over the last 6 years that stands out among the most? Is there a best memory?
Yeah, for sure. Going to the championship game, technically it was my senior year, my fourth year. Well, my second year of like eligibility.
Just doing the math, yeah. So
it was 2017. So it was 2 years ago. It was our first time making it to the championship, in program history, and that feeling of having that pressure, but in a good way, was incredible. And just being with all the girls and everyone putting everything on the line, we didn't end up coming out on top, but I'm really proud of everything we worked for to get there.
I like that it just because you messed up the years and didn't, I was trying to confuse. Now I don't have to feel bad whenever I'm confused. I'm like, graduate student here for 6 years. But so yeah, that was obviously a really awesome moment. And what are you most excited about for the rest of this season as your final season?
I think everybody kind of would say the same thing. I think playoffs, you know, everyone loves playoffs. Like, you work throughout the season. It's nice to win the regular season championship, but all that matters, you get a spot in there and anything can happen. So, and that's, you know, that's what you work for. You want that playoff win, you want the championship ring. So I'm really looking forward to, I think we had a really great week of training this past week. We, got a point today, you know. Obviously wanted to get the win, but I think we're definitely on the rise and we're starting to gel a lot better as a team. So hoping that we're going to start to peak at the right time, which is during conference play, and then hopefully have a really good run in the playoffs.
We're here with Brooke Jenkins, the most tenured student athlete here at the University of Vermont. They're coming off that 1-1 tie to Maine here on Sunday afternoon. All right, so this is the first chat with the Cats of 2019. So we have a new slate of questions that usually are just for the men's hockey team, but we're now spreading it all across campus, and you're the guinea pig. So if you hate any of the questions, okay, you can let me know, and we just won't do them again. We'll start easy. If you could only eat at one place in Burlington for the rest of your life, where would you eat?
Oh, this is a hard one because there's so many restaurants. If it was like a breakfasty place, I would say Henry's Diner, because I just love Henry's Diner and I love the milkshakes there. But if it was like a dinner place, I'd probably say Windjammer.
Oh, wow. Going outside Burlington. I like going like outside
it's
of downtown.
Kinda, it's not downtown, but I love the Windjammer. They're really expensive. I only go when my parents are here. But.
That's awesome. Well, they're a sponsor too, so maybe they can get you some stuff after you graduate. Who is your biggest fan?
Who's my biggest fan?
Yes.
Oh, definitely my grandma. My grandma's my biggest fan.
Where does she live? Does she come to games?
My grandparents, well, they definitely watch all the games. They're a little bit older, so they don't like come to every single game, but yeah, they come up a bunch, and I feel like I can never do any wrong. I could play a terrible game and my grandma would be like, "You played great. Great job today." Also, my mom and my dad are also pretty dedicated fans. They drive up for almost every game.
But grandma gets number one.
All
right, well, shout out to grandma. With the renovations going on, if you could snap your fingers and you get anything added to the locker room, the women's soccer locker room, what would you want to add?
Oh, probably massage chairs.
Oh, like the electric ones at the mall, those kinds of ones?
Nice massage chairs. My second choice would probably be like individual showers for like everybody. Nice. Because that would be nice not to like share.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to have your own spot.
Just have your own little like shower space.
I like the massage chair pick personally. If you could pick anyone famous to be your best friend, they've been your best friend your whole life, and you get to tell everyone that this person is your best friend, who would it be?
This is a really hard one. I feel like it's really hard because a lot of famous people, you like don't really know if they're actually nice.
Yeah, like never meet your heroes.
You're like, you know, you're like, oh, you think they're cool, but like then if you met them, but...
You gotta pick one.
I know this is like kind of a weird answer, but I feel like it'd be really cool to meet... Do you know Marta? She's like a Brazilian
player. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be really cool to have her as a friend. She's like super fiery and like... She's very, like, has a lot of attitude when she plays. And, like, I feel like she'd be a cool person to,
and
like, be friends with.
A nice soccer coach as
and
well.
And she's just,
you know?
Like, she knows the game really well. And I feel like she'd be, like, a good, like, personal cheerleader, too.
I bet you that'll be one of the more unique answers we get all
probably.
Year.
Probably.
For sure. Must be like Leonardo DiCaprio. All right, cool. If you could be a cartoon character, what cartoon character would you be?
Cartoon character.
To be a Disney character.
Ooh.
Nickelodeon character.
I feel like I would be Moana,
oh.
The newer one, because yeah. Like you'd get to adventure and stuff, and I'd have like special water magic powers.
Also, great songs.
You and get to also, sing just awesome I'd songs. Be good at singing, which would be a nice change up.
You're not a great singer.
Not a great singer. Love to sing, but not very good at it.
Put it in the books, Brooke Jenkins. Not a great singer. Okay. If you were stranded on an island, and you get three wishes, you can't leave the island. What would your three wishes be?
So I have to stay on the island?
Yep, you're living on this island forever, but you get three wishes.
Anything I want?
Anything. You can have people join you. You can have technology. You can get food, whatever, something to entertain yourself, whatever you want.
Personal chef.
Nice.
Personal chef would be first. Definitely would wish for my like family and friends to come hang out with me.
So you're dragging them to the island
too?
So I
would drag them to the... See, it depends on how you look at it. It's just like a permanent vacation, you know? Instead of like a...
So you're thinking more of this island is a resort. You
know? Yeah, it's a resort island. And then my third wish... would be to not get sunburned without wearing sunscreen.
Wow. I like that a lot.
No sunburns
No
ever.
Sunburn. Just like perfect tan. Just get
just,
the tan.
Yep, just no burns at all because I get burned so easily.
Okay, this is our last question. Okay. And I might, if this goes poorly, I'll just not ask it to everybody. If you could make something an NCAA sport, what would you dominate at? Something that's not a sport right, not an NCAA sport right now. But you would dominate
I would dominate speed talking. I can talk very fast, and I can talk a lot, and I would say a lot of things, and I would just out-talk everybody.
Wow, so you'd get more words per minute than anybody.
I would just talk super fast and just like talk everyone to death, and they'd be like, okay, fine, you win.
Cool. That's NCAA champion for speed talking.
I would be really good at that. Really.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Brooke. Thanks for doing this. This is our first chat with the Cats. I think it went pretty well.
Okay, I think it went pretty good, too.
On deck, we've got Kate Pfeiffer. Coach Pfeiffer leads the UVM field hockey team. UVM is 4-5 with the conference slate beginning this Friday at home against Albany. That's when we come back on Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
And now a message from Steve Gentile.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, and I can help. I will work with you to create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments through all the changes. So give me a call at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Did you see that? The price on the pump just rolled back 6 cents.
Of course it did. I used my Irving Rewards card. Now I pay and save 6 cents on every gallon, all in one swipe because I linked my card to Irving Debit Pay.
One card and one swipe? That's easy.
And it's on top of the other ways I can earn rewards, like at the pump, in the store, and at home with Irving Energy. The savings really add up.
It's easy to save with Irving Rewards. To learn more, visit theirving.com/rewards. Terms and conditions apply. Participating locations only.
Guild Tavern, Williston Road, South Burlington. The Farmhouse Group's Tavern and Steakhouse featuring wood-grilled burgers, Vermont steaks, seafood, and more. Recipient of the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and offering Vermont beers and signature craft cocktails. Join us at the bar for dinner and drinks before the game. Serving dinner nightly, located just minutes from UVM athletic facilities. Find out more at guildtavern.com.
Natural Casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services knows that safety comes first. But striving to offer professional service, taking better care of their customers, and going above and beyond the call of duty with every job comes in at a close second. Call Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services, 872-0123. That's 872-0123. Brickliners, the ones to trust when safety is a must. Call 872-0123.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
We're now joined by the sixth-year head coach of the field hockey team at UVM, Kate Pfeiffer. And you were just telling me the story of, you know, where you were from. I said I looked at the Michigan roster, actually, the 2001 Michigan roster, and I said, oh, okay, she's from Michigan. But you're kind of from all over the place, too. Could you tell us a little bit about kind of where you got started playing field hockey as a young player and then how you ended up at the University of Michigan?
Sure. So I'm originally from Clinton, New York. Grew up playing mostly because my older sister, 5 years older, played. And I just grew up watching her and her teammates at Clinton High School. When I had a chance to be on the varsity team there, we won the state championship, and it was just 8 years, I believe, after the inception of the program. So it was a pretty exciting thing. And I started playing with the USA Development Program Futures and then moved on to Junior Olympics and when I was a sophomore. So I sort of had some exposure to the national level of playing and just more coaching and recruiting opportunities. And from there, my folks actually moved to Michigan my senior year of high school just before the season. And it was an interesting thing because they actually don't have field hockey or didn't then in Western Michigan high schools. So I didn't have a senior season where I was playing, but most of the recruiting, of course, goes on sort of leading up to that final season in your high school year in field hockey. So we ended up, you know, traveling back to be part of the Futures program in New York. At that time, I had been in contact with the Michigan coaches, and, you know, by then I had seen the University of Michigan and seen, you know, just all that it had to offer and really could see myself there. Prior to that, I hadn't even been to the state of Michigan. So to me, you know, thinking about going there for college was basically like being on the West Coast, and I wasn't
interested. So far away from Clinton, New York.
Yeah, exactly. So I was more looking in the Northeast, and that was sort of like the instigator to my time at Michigan when I played in college.
And obviously a great 4 years there, but the national championship is something that will never leave. What was that like, that season, and just the whole run to win a national championship?
Yeah, it's really incredible looking back on it, because probably of my years at Michigan, it was maybe our least sort of talented in terms of individual talent team, but it was really that perfect sort of concoction of players who were out for the team, wanted to win, had this sort of insane desire and drive to train at the level that we were competing at. And it was really special. You know, we had an acronym every year when we were at Michigan that was just a, you know, a way for us to kind of rally around each other and around the game leading up to it. And that year it was FIRST. And I can't really tell you on air what FIRST stands for.
Okay,
but,
let's give some of that.
The idea behind it was to be FIRST in the conference, FIRST in the country, and the FIRST women's team to win a national championship at the University of Michigan. And that's exactly what happened.
You became FIRST of the most FIRST. You
exactly.
could not be any more FIRST than
exactly.
that. How do you feel that playing in Michigan, winning a championship, and then all the other coaching steps that you've made along the way prepared you to take a head coaching job here and have all of that at your back?
Yeah, I feel so fortunate to have had the successful career in college and to really be challenged to sort of play at the top of my game. It wasn't an easy road for me when I was in college. I had to earn time. I had to earn my spot. I had to, you know, really put the work in to reap the benefit of being part of it and feeling like I was making a contribution. And I think that in and of itself gives me perspective on what all the players are really going through, and just selecting the right kind of players that are going to be able to, now as they're competing for Vermont, push through that adversity and be able to, you know, be in it with the right sort of team mentality and eventually be developing so that they can contribute, whether they're a walk-on player or a scholarship recruited player. You know, we need everybody. And I think that that experience gave me that, as well as just showing me what it takes to really compete at the very, very top level of Division 1 as a team.
We're here with Kate Pfeiffer, the head coach of the field hockey team at UVM, on Catamount Insider. A reminder, the Catamount Insider is presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. So now flipping over more closer to campus, big picture wise, where do you feel that since you've come to UVM, the program has gotten to, and where do you hope it continues to go for the next couple years here?
Yeah, I think we've come a long way. You know, with some additional resources that we have, we've been able to just recruit better and better players every year, sort of produce a team that has some confidence approaching games where, you know, 5-6 years ago it was sort of belief without proof that we could actually win. And now, you know, we have players talking about wanting to win a conference championship. We have players believing that we can be there and be competing against an Albany, who we happen to have on Friday, and was the regular season champion and the conference tournament champion last year. You know, we have really the players that can compete and who believe that they can, which is sort of the secret to doing it. So I'm excited about where we are now. I think our fundamental skill and our tactical knowledge of the game is sort of on another level than it was a few years back. And I think we've got people with the right mindset, and we're in a good space. For the future, you know, I think finding some consistency with the way we're able to perform is going to be really important. You know, we talk a lot about not just being able to perform in a big game against a big opponent, but being able to perform day in and day out and really bring a level of training every day to each other where we're preparing for every game. A consistency to the way we can take on a team that maybe isn't ranked or maybe in the bottom third of the country right now, and have the same mentality and tempo to our play that we bring against someone who's maybe in the top 20.
And as far as this season, 4-5 going into conference play, where can this team get better? And even just going into this Albany game, where do you feel that this year's team is at right now?
Mm-hmm. I think we play with a bit of emotion right now. And what I mean by that is we get caught up sometimes with the wrong things. So some umpiring calls and decisions happening when a team is coming at us with sort of a lot of speed or connection. Sometimes we get caught chasing and we just need to be simple in moments like that. We play a really nice style of hockey that I believe is difficult to defend when we're doing it well. But a lot of times we just need to keep it simple and make sure we're not turning the ball over. We try to go fast. Sometimes we go fast and hurried, and then we end up losing possession and having to retreat. And that's where we can be a bit better right now.
Wrapping up with UVM field hockey coach Kate Pfeiffer, and I'll give a two-part question because there's plenty of people I'm sure listening to this that don't know that much about field hockey. Why do you love to coach, and why field hockey and not soccer or women's ice hockey or anything like that?
Sure, you're going to get me in trouble now because my husband's a soccer coach.
Oh, at Norwich, right?
He is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, so don't bury soccer, but why? Yes. Let's start with that. Why field hockey?
So field hockey to me is a sport that is multifaceted. I love the game. You can really create in the game, and I just think it's a team sport, which I grew up around and love sort of that environment of being able to rely on teammates and not sort of having to go it alone. But it's one that you can really, when you take a step back and watch it played at its finest level, I think anybody can appreciate it. So.
And how about why you chose to be a coach after your playing career?
Yeah, I really was not on track to be in coaching. I thought that, you know, I was destined for potentially a courtroom, maybe some sort of, you know, maybe teaching. I considered it at one point, but I think that's the aspect that I really love about coaching. I'm constantly trying to grow in the sport, and I think that's another reason why I really love field hockey. I think there's a lot of growth that can be had. Each and every year I'm learning and still watching the game and still thinking of new and better ways to do things, and I love that aspect of coaching in general. And I love relaying that knowledge to players and just trying to find the right ways to help people see and understand and grow as human beings too.
Awesome, Coach. Well, thanks for the time and good luck on Friday.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Big thanks to Coach Pfeiffer for the time. Before we wrap up here on Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat, let's give you a look at homecoming weekend on campus. First up, we have field hockey on Friday. That's a 4 p.m. game against UAlbany. And then Saturday is jam-packed. Outside of games, we want to remind you of the UVM Athletics block party on Saturday from 12:30 to 2 p.m. It's a really cool event to celebrate the new construction that's sweeping the athletic campus, and there's going to be a ton of great stuff to do. You can interact with cool construction stuff, police cars, Zamboni. Kenny Drugs is going to be there setting up a coloring contest. We'll have rally in attendance. It's just shaping up to be an overall great day, and it's free admission, so get down to Gutterson Fieldhouse. Again, that's Saturday from 12:30 to 2. The rest of the day is jam-packed with games. First up is men's soccer against UAlbany at 2 p.m. And any children wearing a soccer jersey, children under the age of 12, get in for free there. Men's lacrosse has their green and gold scrimmage at 5. And then men's hockey takes on Guelph at 7:05 at Gutterson Fieldhouse to kick off the preseason. Finally, Sunday, the women's soccer team will be at Virtue Field for their homecoming match against UNH. That is a 1 o'clock start, and it's the only thing on Sunday on campus. Thanks for listening to week one of Catamount Insider. Next week, we're coming out on Thursday once again. You can count on this podcast every Thursday. I'm Michael Lear saying so long from now. This was Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.